Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Momentum Monday call for Team Eagles. We are glad you could join us either live or listening to this recording. And, of course, we trust that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving last week, as did the Dailies. Well, most of you know that we are discussing this fabulous book called Go Pro by Eric Worre. But first of all, what I'd like to do this evening, and we like to do this once a month, is to recognize a few people. First of all, a big welcome to 17 new Juice Plus reps on Team Eagles. So I'll very quickly go through and acknowledge them and also their sponsors, starting with Michelle Baker. Welcome to Team Eagles, sponsored by Simone Cobb. Kelly Brooks, sponsored by Janet Taylor. Robin Brown, sponsored by Dr. Kevin Ross. Melissa Burns, sponsored by Janet Taylor. Luke Creason, sponsored by Mel Creason. Barbara Harmon, sponsored by Donna Williams. Pam Holman, sponsored by John Ayo. Sydney Jansen and Jolene Kirkwood, both sponsored by Laura Scalver. Pat Olofsson, sponsored by Ginny Sampson. Sandra Rodriguez, sponsored by Brenda Katagiri. Rochelle Sian, I apologize if I'm not pronouncing your names correctly, sponsored by Amanda Stebbing. Dr. Robert Tonti, sponsored by Judy Brown. Kayla Van Bergen, sponsored by Kay Cheney. Marsha Wallace, sponsored by Amanda Schneider. Gerald Calamia, sponsored by Val Cooper, and Michelle Deschamps, sponsored by Jessica Roberts. So welcome to all of you to Team Eagles. We look forward to getting to know all of you and to getting to meet you, hopefully, in the new year, if not sooner. Of course, the next conference is coming up in Phoenix in April, so that's always a great time for us to get to meet and to get to know some of the new Juice Plus reps. So welcome, everybody, to Team Eagles. Now, as you know, the foundation of what we do is to build a customer base, to share Juice Plus with friends and family and anyone, really, that we come into contact through what we call the three-foot rule. You know, if you're within 3 feet of somebody, strike up a conversation, and you'll be amazed how often it comes around to health and nutrition. And that's how we spread the word about Juice Plus. Now, it's impossible for us to recognize everybody who puts new orders into the system every month, but we do like to recognize those of you who get at least 5 new orders, because that's part of the goal that you should have, especially when you become a VF or above, because if you can get 5 new orders in a month and sponsor a new Juice Plus rep onto your team, then there's a $100 team building bonus, or even $200 if you do it consecutive months. So leading the pack way ahead of the game is Tara Harris here in Colorado. And Tara has placed 23 new orders this past month. And I know that she is sharing the Complete Transformation Program, so clearly what Tara is doing is working. And a lot of people are enjoying the benefits of Juice Plus, not just the capsules, but also the Juice Plus Complete as well. So congratulations, Tara. Michelle Snyder, who actually sponsored Tara, Michelle also has 10 new orders this month. Janet Taylor has 6. Judy Brown has 6, as does Lisa McCauley and Laura Scalver and Amanda Schneider, and also Robert Cheney. And then with 5 new orders this month, we have Kay Cheney, and I know that Kay and Bob work together, so maybe we should be recognizing them as having a total of 11 new customers between them this month. Then Rachel Harris has 5 new customers, Jessica Roberts, Elizabeth Craig, and Ginny Sampson, and also Robert Kerr, all with 5 new orders this past month. So congratulations, all of you. You are all leading by example and building a strong foundation to your business. And before I hand it over to Mick, I'd also like to recognize Tina McKellar, who is a very new rep in Phoenix. I met Tina when I was there last month, and Tina is sponsored by Nikki Westby, and with Nikki's help, Tina managed to fast-track doing the 10-1-10, and in so doing picked up a $250 bonus, which she'll be receiving in the next few days if she hasn't already received it. And Nikki, as her sponsor, will also get $250. So I know those sort of checks are very, very welcome, especially at this time of year. I mean, any time of year, who wouldn't want to get a check for $250? But especially with the holiday season here. So that's pretty exciting. So congratulations, everybody. Mick, over to you.
Thanks, Jenny. Yes, let me add my congratulations to yours, to all those good folks who were mentioned. And also, let's remember everyone who succeeded in enrolling even one customer last month. That one person, you have made a difference in their lives. And it's appropriate, since we just recognized all these people for new customers and new reps on their team, that we are in Chapter 8 in our book study of the book GoPro. And Chapter 8 deals with this, with skill number 5, which is helping your prospects become customers or distributors, or as we might call them, reps, representatives of Juice Plus. So it is appropriate. We have so far covered skills 1, 2, 3, and 4. Skill 1 was identifying prospects for Juice Plus and for the virtual franchise, the business. Skill 2 was inviting prospects to understand Juice Plus and or the virtual franchise. Skill number 3, sharing Juice Plus and the virtual franchise with our prospects, which is the next step in the process, which follows inviting. So we invite, then we share. Skill number 4 is follow-up with our prospects, and the fortune is in the follow-up. And so all 4 of those skills lead to skill 5, helping our prospects take the step to become customers and or distributors. It's also appropriate that we have recognized those folks on this call, because the key to success here, and Eric Worre deals with it in his own way, but the key to success in this entire process is embodied in the famous quote from Stephen Covey, who wrote many great books, including and best known, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. One of those 7 habits is begin with the end in mind. And that's where I want to begin. So what do I mean, begin with the end in mind? Well, the process of enrolling a customer, we've gone through the steps that lead up to this step of enrolling a new customer. That enrollment, that process, when I say begin with the end in mind, the end in this case is a customer who loves Juice Plus. We call that customer a raving fan. And I don't believe we've ever trained on this, but I am convinced that if every one of us, whether this is our first conversation as a brand new Juice Plus representative, sharing Juice Plus with the very first person, or as in the case of Jenny and I, we've been working with this company for 23 years. We've been working with Juice Plus for 20 years. So it certainly wouldn't be our first new customer. But regardless, if we begin with the end in mind, it will make that first conversation, I believe, very different. And it will certainly help us to adopt what Eric Worre calls a good posture, which is necessary for success, one of the keys to success. But if we start with a commitment that goes way beyond just getting that new customer, that commitment would be to care enough to provide that new customer with great customer service or great customer care so that they see results, they come to love Juice Plus, they accept their second box, and ultimately they become raving fans of Juice Plus. Beginning with the end in mind for a new distributor, a new rep on our team, it looks very similar. It would be to start the process with a commitment to care enough that they, the new team member, will achieve their goals, whether their goals are simply to cover the cost of their Juice Plus, or even to contribute to covering the cost of their Juice Plus for their family, or whether their goal is to go all the way to national marketing director. So begin with the end in mind, and even though Eric Worre doesn't deal with that, I think that is a pretty good example of what he's getting at. So I've already mentioned that one of his keys to success in this chapter is to have good posture. I would call that having a great attitude, an attitude founded on belief in Juice Plus, the product, which is not hard to achieve, belief in the Juice Plus virtual franchise, our business, which takes longer for most people to achieve, and belief in what you're doing, belief that in doing what we do, we can make a huge difference in people's lives. And then lastly, belief in ourselves, and that's probably the toughest one. And I hope that those of you who work closely with us know that we believe in you. We believe in your potential. We believe in your future success. We believe probably long before you ever have the same degree of belief in yourselves. And we do believe in you wholeheartedly. So if posture is important, and by the way, it goes along with the second key to success, which is asking good questions. And golly, if you've been with us for any length of time, you know how important we believe developing the skill of asking great questions and being a great listener, how important that skill is. But I also see another connection between the two, which is that the better we get at asking great questions, the better our posture will be, the more confident we will be, because we'll have confidence that by asking those questions, we're getting to understand what the other person needs, and from that, whether Juice Plus and or the virtual franchise will meet their needs. Because the more certain we are of that, the more confident we can be, and therefore, the better our attitude and the stronger, more confident, more professional our posture will be. So I'm going through this pretty quickly because I do want to give us time for customer care. There are two further items, which the author of the book brings out, which I think are totally relevant and appropriate to our business and Juice Plus. The first is that professionals, compared with what he calls amateurs and posers, professionals in Juice Plus, if you like, are emotionally detached from the outcome. This is something else we've trained on for many, many, many years. We learned it, and we train on it. We hope that our team get it from us. Because the outcome isn't getting a new customer. The outcome isn't getting a new rep joining our team. The outcome is the completion of our goal, which Eric dealt with in earlier chapters, but which is a recurring theme, and it's so important. It's the outcome of our goal to educate and to help our prospects understand enough about the product and or about our business that they can make an educated decision. It's simply that. And if that's our goal, whether the person says yes or no to Juice Plus, whether they say yes or no to our business, if they are making an educated decision, then we've done our job. That's it. As simple as that. And Eric also mentions that professionals are honestly just trying to help, the other person. And that's where we come from, and that's our goal too. And then the other item which Eric emphasizes, which I believe is so important, is what we've already mentioned, which is the skill of asking great questions, asking question after question after question, and being great listeners. We'll spend more time on this on future calls, and I don't want to take any more time on it now, but you will find, if you search in at our team website, teamjp.net, go there, enter in the search box, ask questions, listen. You'll find our trainings on all of those subjects, and I strongly recommend that you invest some time in learning and then practicing and developing the skill of asking great questions and listening. It will make a huge difference. On the subject of asking questions, Eric does give us some great guidance. He says, learn to ask questions that lead in a positive direction. And here are his examples. So, for instance, when you have invited someone, they've said, yes, I'd like to watch that DVD. You've given them a DVD to watch or an online video. You've done good follow-up. You've called them as agreed, having made an appointment for the follow-up call. And as soon as you get on the call, you'll say, you won't ask them, did you watch the DVD or watch the video? You assume that they did. And you say, did it make sense to you? What did you like best about what you saw? Pretty exciting, isn't it? If they said, yes, they did. And can you see how this might make a difference for you if you're talking about Juice Plus or the business? And then he comes to his favorite question. It's our favorite question too. What did you like best? That's the first question that we recommend you ask on that follow-up call. What did you like best about what you saw? Okay, I'm going to cut it short there because I do want more time for customer care and customer care and retention. You'll find our training, our advice and guidance on this at teamjp.net. You, again, just go there, search on customer care, or go to the homepage, and you'll see under Simple Steps to Success, right in the center of the homepage, you'll see number 5 of those simple steps is customer care. And we break customer care down into 2 sections or segments. Section 1, customer care 1, this applies to brand new Juice Plus reps in their first 60 to 90 days in the business. And we break it down because we don't want to overwhelm a new person with too much information up front. Customer care 1, then, for the first 60 to 90 days, falls into 4 categories: expectations, the value of Juice Plus, education, and new customer welcome. And interesting, if you look at this, you'll find a lot of this is very familiar, because a lot of it we've already covered in our study of GoPro. So, for instance, expectations is all about our first conversation, when we share our story, when we're asking those great questions, when we're learning about the needs of the person that we're talking with, and asking the right questions and listening. All of that is covered under expectations. The value of Juice Plus, well, recognizing the value of Juice Plus begins with ourselves recognizing that value. That would underpin our belief in Juice Plus. So the higher value we have in our minds and our hearts for Juice Plus, the more we can communicate that value to our prospect, and the more likely they are over time to attach the same, if not higher value, to Juice Plus that we do. Number 3 is education. Oh boy, is that familiar. That recurring theme through the entire book, GoPro. Our goal is to help a person understand and help educate them as to just what Juice Plus and our virtual franchise business are all about. And under education, there are lots of ways of educating prospects and customers, and you can see them listed there. And then the fourth element is the new customer welcome. So when you do enroll that new customer, to make them feel welcome with an email, with a good old-fashioned letter, written snail mail letter, any way you can, but make them feel that they are special having joined the Juice Plus family as a new Juice Plus customer. And then after the first 60 to 90 days, that's where we get into the next stage of customer care, which is really all about something I've just mentioned, which is the importance of helping your customer see the value of Juice Plus, help them get results, which usually come from helping them develop the Juice Plus habit, that is taking Juice Plus every single day so they do see results. And as a result of that, helping them to accept the second box. Because in many ways, you don't have a customer until they have accepted their second box of Juice Plus. The Children's Health Study also plays a very significant role in this, so this is part of phase 2 or section 2 of customer care. But the most important element of this stage of customer care, which goes beyond the first 90 days, is the Juice Plus Effect Survey. And I'm going to ask Jenny to go through what that survey is and to explain to you the most important changes that corporate have made recently to the Use Plus Effect survey. Jenny?
Well, as Mick just said, I mean, what better way to encourage your customer to stay on Juice Plus for more than those first 4 months and to accept the second box than to enroll them in this Juice Plus Effect? Now, I realize that some people on the call won't have any idea what the Juice Plus Effect is about, and others of you will be familiar with it but might not be aware of the changes that were announced at our conference. So I'll very quickly go over it. I mean, as Mick said, I don't, even though it's exciting when you get somebody started on Juice Plus, a new customer, I don't really feel I have a solidified customer until they accept their second box, because if they can take it for 8 months, you know, I think there's a good chance they're going to stay on it for many, many years. So to make it easy for us to encourage that customer to accept that second box, the company is offering them, together with that second box, $50 worth of other free Juice Plus products. Now, they can either have the Juice Plus Complete. That would be a pouch of the vanilla and also a pouch of the chocolate. Or they could have the Vineyard Blend, if they're not already taking it, I was going to say two bottles, but of course with the new bottles now it would be one bottle, wouldn't it? A two-month supply of the Vineyard Blend capsules or the Vineyard Blend chewables. And all they have to do in order to qualify for that free product is to complete a short survey about their experience with Juice Plus so far. So let me explain then how it works, and this is with the changes effective as of November the 1st of this year. And by the way, everything that I say here you can find at teamjp.net. Just in the search box, type in the word Juice Plus Effect, and you will find all this there. But I'm going to cover it very quickly. So essentially, it's open to any new customers who order the Orchard and Garden Blend or the Trio, all three, either capsules or the soft chews. Now, we no longer have to enroll them into this Juice Plus Effect program. It's done automatically. And then corporate will send them an email after 90 days inviting them to complete this survey in order to get their free gift. Now, if you haven't already given them the Juice Plus Effect brochure, you might want to give them one or mail them one or even email it. And again, there are links to all this at the website. Now, on day 90, you'll also receive an alert in your virtual office to remind you to follow up with this customer. And so you can complete the survey with your customer, or if they choose, they can do it themselves. So you would click on the link in the alert, and then you'd be able to see the survey. You complete it with them, you submit it, and then you'd be able to select the free product that they want. Because if they don't have email, you would have to print it off and send it in. But most people these days do have the email. So the other thing, for your own information, with the virtual office there, once the customer has completed the survey, that link there will no longer be active. And after 120 days from the time of their first order, that alert at your virtual office will actually disappear. So you no longer have that 10-day grace period, you know, after that second box is shipped. You need to do this before that second box goes out. So the other thing is they need to accept that second box without making any changes to that second order. We won't be postponing it or anything. So they will then receive their complimentary supply, the two-month supply as I described, and you will make a $5 contribution towards the cost of their free product, and that will be applied to your check in the first month of your customer's second carton. Now, remember, you're making a lot more retail profit and commissions on that second order, so $5 is nothing. And, of course, this is a great way to introduce your customer to another Juice Plus product without them having to make an investment of money into that. Mick's been talking about the importance of asking questions. And again, you can see a copy of the survey at teamjp.net. But in the spirit of asking questions, another thing that we've found is very effective is to actually go through some of these questions when your customer first starts taking Juice Plus. Now, obviously, you're not going to be asking them what their experience has been, but you're going to be asking them, sort of looking ahead, what would you like to see when you've been taking Juice Plus for a few weeks or a few months? So, for example, and these questions are very much in line with the survey that they're going to be taking at the end of the 4 months. But you might be asking them, for example, you know, would you like to find that you're eating more fruits and vegetables? Would you like to find that you have more energy? Are you looking for weight loss? Would you like to find that you're actually staying healthier, getting fewer colds, and so on? You know, along the lines of the survey that they are going to do at the end of the 4 months. By doing this survey up front, you're really encouraging your customer to look out for certain signs. Now, even though, you know, we're not saying that Juice Plus is going to cure this or cure that, but it's still a good idea to draw their attention to certain things. For example, you know, they might say, well, I didn't know I was supposed to think about my sleeping habits. The power of suggestion, if you like, the thing that they're going to be looking out for, although, of course, we do say that people should take Juice Plus for their health, not for their sickness. I think that quote comes from Dr. Mitra Ray from some time ago. So then during your follow-up phone call at the end of the 4 months there, you can remind your customer, if you've taken some good notes, why they started taking Juice Plus in the first place, and then encouraging them to stay consistent with it. So again, if you want to see the more details, if you need clarification, go to teamjp.net, search on Juice Plus Effect, and you'll find all the information there. Mick?
Thanks, Jenny. Yeah, this is a very, very important program and very exciting, the changes the company has made to Juice Plus Effect program over the last several weeks. The new changes came into effect on November the 1st, for instance. The other thing I would say is that the company has statistics on how effective this program is in terms of customer retention. And customers who take the second box, customers who take the free product through the Juice Plus Effect survey program, they are much, much more likely to stay with Juice Plus, and many, many of them will then order and pay for the free product that they sampled as a result. So this is one of those programs that we really need to take seriously and make very, very good use of. I will also remind you of a statistic which you'll see at the customer care page, which is staggering but true, that it is 7 times more expensive to acquire a new customer than to keep an existing one. And the other thing you'll see at the top of the first page of information and guidance on customer care retention is this statement: people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that really is the guiding principle behind our customer care program, the importance of customer care, and how we need to put the needs of our customers ahead of our own. So we've covered Chapter 8, Skill Number 5. We've covered customer care and the Juice Plus Effect survey, and I hope you'll agree with us that this skill, these programs, these processes are at the core of who we are in Juice Plus, and they are critical to our success as we build businesses based on the wonderful Juice Plus product that we all love.
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
When Jenny was saying about the Juice Plus Effect, that they can't make any changes. So if they want to, they have capsules, they can't make it a change to get the chewables in?
Oh, that's a really good question. No, I think that would be acceptable if they want to switch from capsules to chewables or vice versa. What they can't do any longer is to postpone that second order. You know, whereas I think previously, I mean, the Juice Plus Effect has gone through various stages. Initially, you could never, ever change, make any changes at all to the date or anything else. And then during the second phase, they were then allowing you to postpone that second shipment, but you still had to get the survey in no later than 10 days after the due date of the second box. So I think what they're doing now is simplifying it. They've really taken a lot of the responsibility off the distributor. And if you think about it, you know, it's a fabulous program, and yet a lot of Juice Plus reps weren't using it. And so those customers were missing out on the opportunity of trying some free product. So by corporate taking over this program and automating it, all customers are going to have the option of completing the survey and getting some free product, trying a different Juice Plus product. And it's simplified now. You know, the dates are fixed. But as far as changing from one product, you know, capsules to chewables, I don't think that is an issue at all.
Okay. Thank you.
On that note, I think it's important to point out that the role of the Juice Plus rep in customer care has not changed because the company is taking the initiative, so to speak. Quite the contrary. We believe that it's critically important that we as reps are in regular contact with our customers by phone, by email, and at the 90-day mark, I will much prefer to beat corporate to the punch, so to speak, and be talking to my customer and discussing the survey with them and actually have them conduct the survey with them and then enter the information online myself, because it's during that conversation with that customer that I will be able to ask other questions that we can have a conversation about their results, and I can be reinforcing with them how great Juice Plus is, which none of which happens if we simply leave it to the customer to do the survey online. It's okay if they do. We can still have that conversation with them subsequently. But I think it's far more effective if we have that conversation with them as I described. And it's during those conversations that we can be encouraging them, for instance,
okay.
You've shared this with some family members you mentioned. That's great. Why don't we talk to that person and encourage them to take Juice Plus? That's also the time when in that conversation you can be sowing seeds for that customer who is becoming a raving fan of Juice Plus to consider taking a peek at what we do, to consider looking at this as a possible business for them. So I stress that that's so important that we have those conversations with our customers during the first 4 months and beyond, of course. Wouldn't you agree, Jenny?
Absolutely, yep.
So I guess I have a question for you guys. After the 4 months, what is your – I know sending regular emails – to them, for your customer care, and I know, checking before a box comes, what else does your customer care look like, I guess, after that? Would you guys do anything else?
Should I? Well, I'll be happy to respond to that. And you're absolutely right, Elizabeth, that the most important customer care follow-up is maintaining a relationship with your customer during those first 4 months and then always alerting them to the fact that their next box is shipping. I sent out 3 emails this afternoon to customers whose next box is shipping in about 10 days' time. And it can be just a simple email. I usually change it up every few months. Okay. Or it could be a phone call. It depends on your customer and what sort of relationship you have with them. Now, I have some customers who have said to me, you know, you really don't need to check in with me every time. I'll let you know if I ever need to make any changes. And so that's great. But there are other customers who may have been with us for 15, 16, 17 years, and they still got an email from me every 4 months. Some of them have never, ever made any changes. It's incredible. But then other than that, your question really is, what other form of contact and communication do you have? We compile a list of email addresses of our customers so that they do get a health tip or an article, something about health and nutrition. What would you say, Mick, about once a month?
Yeah, once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. They get that. It doesn't necessarily have to be about Juice Plus, although it usually relates to Juice Plus, but it just kind of keeps them thinking, oh, yes, you know, yeah, it just jogs their memory about Juice Plus. It helps to keep the connection there. So whatever works best for you. And, you know, sometimes customers are people that you see on a regular basis anyway. If they are, you know, parents of friends of your kids, sometimes you see them, you know, when you're out and about. Sometimes you might not see anybody. But do realize that when you get articles from us by email, the idea of that is for you to be able to forward those articles to your customers. So you don't have to use your own initiative to sync up topics to send them. Just forward, you know, remove our information, and if you're forwarding to more than one person, make sure it's a blind copy so they don't see that it's going to a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
But just forward some of the articles that we send out. But not too many and not too often. Once or twice a month is fine.
And as you know, Elizabeth, all those articles that we've sent out over a number of years, they are stored for your use at teamjp.net. They're called health articles you can use. And there's a link to that page low down to the left side of the homepage of teamjp.net. Okay, look, I'm going to call this to a halt. I'm starving. You want my
me
dinner.
Too.
So thanks for you guys for being on. Again, apologies for the technical glitches. And we'll talk to you next week. Next week is going to be fun because the topic is helping new reps get started properly, which is so important. We have a responsibility to folks we sponsor onto our team to help them get started properly so that they are set up for success. Have a great Juice Plus week. This is a brand new month. It's the month of December. It's a month when a lot of amateurs kick back and say, oh, well, nobody has time anyway, so I'll not do much this month. It's the month when professionals actually gear up and ramp up, because the better job you do in the month of December, the better start you'll have to the year 2014. So on that note, thanks again. God bless. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you.